The Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library, BWGPL. Board had its final meeting of the term on November 21, reflecting on the accomplishments and changes to the library and its programs and services over the past 4 years while looking ahead as new town council and board members come in. Over the past term, the library board has conducted a review of all services as well as an equity and anti-racism audit. During the pandemic, late fines and programming fees were eliminated permanently, helping to eliminate barriers while increasing access to library services. Our strategic plan highlighted equity as a central goal to guide the board's work this term. Our work is to ensure everyone feels able to participate as they wish in the library, this important community service for our town, said Harrison in a statement earlier this year. Last fall, library staff members joined CUPE, Canadian Union of Public Employees. More than 22,000 library workers are CUPE members, including those in nearby municipalities such as Newmarket, Aurora, Georgina, New Tecumseh, Richmond Hill, Markham and Vaughan. BWGPL CEO Matthew Corbett announced his recent appointment to the Federation of Ontario Public Libraries, FOPL, where he will represent the interests of small-medium-sized libraries in the province and participate in projects that benefit the overall library community. The FOPL represents Ontario's over 400 public library systems exceeding 1,000 branches. Corbett is already working with a few small-medium-sized libraries within the county and North York area for collaboration. Now, he says he will be able to act as a liaison for them, bringing forward any issues or concerns to the FOPL members for discussion. I am pretty excited about the opportunity to give back more to my library community while helping to advance my community library and caucus colleague libraries through advocacy initiatives, he said. Corbett shared a report on the BWGPL's ROI, Return on Investment, for 2021, with some figures from 2022, which showed an approximate $18 return value for every dollar invested in the library. This is really good, said Corbett, who noted the values vary across the province from $7 to $28, noting the higher amounts are typically found in the Northern Ontario libraries. We are actually doing very well as a library, said Corbett. The report, he said, looked at not only the hard costs of return but the social return on investment and its value. It looks at things like our collection and how it's circulated, our programs and use of the space within those programs, he said. Harrison said she was proud of the work done by the board this term, and being able to exemplify the community-led pillar of the library's strategic plan. We've moved forward as a team, she said, while Vice Chair Jonathan Scott noted that the next board is being left in excellent financial shape, with the investment of $1 million in reserves. The biggest challenge that lies ahead is the dissolution of the Simcoe County Library Cooperative. The board has been vocal about its frustration with the transition. Of the 11 library boards that make up the co-op, only Bradford West Gwillimbury has not agreed to join. As one of, if not, the most diverse municipality in the region, the Bradford Library says they will feel the effects of the changes most, impacting up to 1,000 residents, particularly those visitors who access multilingual services and information technology services. Corbett will be meeting with the county next week to discuss the BWGPL's request for per capita funding of $25,000 per year in lieu of joining the DLS. Applications to join the library board close today and the new board will meet on December 19.